Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Bechukaisai, that's Perek Chavav, Pasa Gimel. In Bechukaisai Teilechu, if you will go in my Chukais, Ves Mitzvaisai Tishmeru, and you will guard, or you shall observe my Mitzvais, Vasisim Aisam, and do them, then wonderful things will happen. But before we see what's going to happen, let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasa Gimel. In Bechukaisai Teilechu, Yachozai Kima Mitzvais. You might think that when it says Bechukaisai Teilechu, go in my Chukais, that's talking about keeping of the Mitzvais. But Kshuaimer, when it says in the Pasuk, Ves Mitzvaisai Tishmeru, Vasisim that you shall do the mitzvahs, harikim mitzvahs amar. That part of the pasuk is talking about keeping the mitzvahs. Hamani mekayim imuchukaset helechu. So what exactly is the pasuk talking about when it says imuchukaset helechu? Shetiyu amelim b'tayra, that a person should be amel, they should labor, they should work really hard, they should toil in tayra. That's mitzvahs haitishmeru, says Rashi, hevu amelim b'tayra al menas lishmeru l'kayim. You should toil in tayra for the purpose of observing and doing the mitzvahs. K'ma shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, v'limadtem oisim, you shall learn them, ushmartem la'soisam, and you're going to observe, you're going to be careful to do them. So we see learning is supposed to bring us to actually doing the mitzvahs. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, here are the wonderful things that are going to happen if a person toils in Torah and keeps the mitzvahs. Menusati gishmechem be'itam, I'll provide you your rains in their proper time. V'nasna ha'aretz yivula, and the land will give forth its produce. V'etz ha'sada yitem piryei, and the tree of the field is going to give its fruit. V'hizig lechem da'ish es batzir, and da'ish, the threshing, will overtake batzir. U'batzir yase gezara, and batzir, that is going to last all the way until the planting season. V'chaltem lachmechem la'saiva, and you will eat your bread to the point of satiation, vishavtem levetach ba'artzachem, and you're going to dwell securely in your land. Everything will be settled and wonderful. And let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Dalet. Be'itam in the proper time, b'shah she'ein derech b'nei adam latzeis, at a time when people usually aren't outside. That's when Hashem is going to make it rain. Kigayin, for example, b'leil Shabbosais, Friday night. Ve'etz asad in the tree of the field, hani lani srak. This is actually talking about trees that usually do not bear fruit, basidin lasos pears, and they actually will bear fruit if we keep the Torah properly. She'adash meruba, that which needs to be threshed is going to be so plentiful. There's going to be so much of it. Vatema sukim ba, you're going to be so busy with it. Ad abatzir, all the way until the batzir stage. Or abatzir, you're so busy with that. Achas azar, all the way until the time they're going to have to replant. Vachaltem lachmchem l'saiva, you're going to eat your bread to the point of satiation. Oichol kema, a person's going to eat a little bit. V'hum esbarach b'meyav, and it's going to become blessed in his insides. Meaning, not just the quantity, but the quality of the food is going to be so wonderful. You just eat a little bit, and you're already going to be full. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the second aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.